Hey friends, welcome to episode 562 of the My 123 Cents podcast. This is a non-wrestling version of the podcast. Actually, I think I'm going to end up with two in the month of August. I didn't do any in July. Pardon if you're watching on YouTube the wrestling background. I had it blurred on Zoom and I didn't like the way the blurred looked. So I am working, continuous work in progress. In my studio here, and I'll have a non-wrestling portion of the studio set up soon enough, and we'll be doing more podcasts on non-wrestling topics as time goes on. This week, this month really of August, we are seeing back to school, whether it's elementary, middle school, high school, and of course, college, university level. I work, as I've mentioned before here on the show, at a community college in Southern Illinois. And it's the last 2 weeks have been kind of busy, fun times with the back to school. And so this time of year, I always get a little nostalgic thinking back to my time going to college, going away to college, and a couple. Probably a month or so ago, I put a poll up on Facebook and asked people what topics they wanted to hear about. And one of them was college, the college years. So I am going to talk about that, at least a portion of it, for this week's episode. And we'll probably continue the conversation down the road. As we get closer, I graduated from high school in 1991, May of 91, so 34 years ago. As I'm recording this in the August of 2025. And it's funny, I'm sitting here looking around and I've been going through stuff in my office and kind of going through papers and files and stuff. And I actually found some stickers from my days at Southeast Missouri State University with KRCU, specifically Southeast Public Radio. These were just sitting here by the desk. But that's what I'm talking about today is kind of the decision to go to college, what that looked like, why I picked where I picked, and how that wasn't the original plan. So that's kind of the synopsis, if you will, for this week's episode. Like I said, I'll talk more about specifics during my time at Southeast as time goes on. You can see I'm wearing the Red Hawks switch t-shirt if you are again watching. That wasn't the original mascot, though, and I'll get to all that in just a couple of minutes. But when I was in high school, I never don't remember there being specific conversations about college. I can remember always knowing that I wanted to go, and my parents always encouraging, but it was never like a you're going to go to college. It was just kind of a foregone conclusion. We always talked about what's going to happen next, and going to college was just always part of that conversation. And I came from a family where my mom did not attend college at all, and my dad only went to community college, and just for a short period of time. He never completed the programs that he was studying. And we were my brother and I were little. We were kids when I can remember him going to school at night, and then getting up and going to work. And he never completed it. And I think for both my parents, that was a bit of a regret. And I think that's why, again, I don't remember it ever being like forced, you're going to do this, but it was always just kind of a thing we talked about. It was a very comfortable conversation of we're going to go to college, where that may be, we'll wait and see. And I think probably it had to have been my junior year because I was planning ahead for my senior year of high school, started looking at, in that time in the early 90s, and I'm sure I know high schools around here do this still today because we work with them at at Shawnee College where I work. But we work with high schools on what's known as dual credit or dual enrollment. And I had an opportunity to take a couple of college level courses my senior year. And I think some other kids, students, classmates, probably started taking those junior year because it is possible to graduate with an associate's before you finish high school. I don't know if that was the case back in the 90s or not, but for the sake of this conversation, I knew that to get kind of a head start and an affordable head start, I was going to take some classes through my high school, through the community college. One was a community college and one was a university that was offering this opportunity. Missouri Baptist, I took Spanish 3, which was the high school level Spanish. It was my third year of taking Spanish, and I was able to get high school credit and college credit for that, to the point where I ended up graduating high school with 6 hours of Spanish, which was halfway to a minor in Spanish. So I opted to go for a minor in Spanish because it was kind of the easy way out. I don't recommend that. I wish in hindsight I would have done something different, but it is what it is. And the other class I took my first semester of my senior year was English 101, EN 100, or 101, I guess it was. But it was a lot of writing, and our principal's wife was the teacher for that course, but she worked for the college, which was Jefferson College. I think it was through Jefferson College. And so for folks who live in that area, it's affectionately known as Jeffco. But we took that class, wrote a lot of papers. I liked it. That was kind of my wheelhouse, and I was thinking about going into writing and doing more of that anyway. So it made sense to get that knocked out and do it early. And she had a very interesting way of grading our papers. She would grade the papers, and at the beginning of the semester, we had to give her a cassette tape. Again, it's the 90s. And she would record her, instead of like writing a bunch of notes on your paper, she would record her notes onto this cassette tape and tell you basically what she was wanting, how it could be structured better, and why. And then we had, I think from that initial turn in of the paper, then we had another week or so, I don't remember the time frame, to rewrite and make the changes. Now, some people opted to not make the changes and take the grade that they got. Others rewrote, and I can remember we would have to, there were times where if you got your paper back and it was the deadline, say you get your paper back on Tuesday and it's due Tuesday night, you'd go home, and this is before compute. Well, I didn't have a computer. We had a typewriter. And so I would go and retype this paper out on the typewriter, put it in my folder, and go to her house and leave it, because she wanted all the papers turned in by, I think it was 10 o'clock on that night. That was the deadline. And so, yeah, it was kind of, and it was something different, and I enjoyed it because I liked the feedback, and I ended up making an A in the class. And so I didn't have many rewrites, but it was part of that whole process of why I ended up with that way. And so then I was able to take the next English class my first year at SEMO, my freshman year, first semester. So I think it was EN 102. And so it all kind of worked out for the best. But senior year, I wasn't sure where I was going to go to school. I had friends. I knew people who went to Southeast who were a couple classes ahead of me. And I knew a handful of people from my graduating class that were going to SEMO. In my head, I was going to transfer. I was going to spend 2 years in St. Louis, or spend 2 years at home, and then transfer, and not even going to junior college. And there was never any aversion to that. Never thought anything different about going. I just, for whatever reason, I got it in my head, and I ended up applying to and getting accepted to the University of Missouri St. Louis, UMSL. I had a friend again that I worked with who was a year older than me. He went to UMSL. And I knew a handful of people. So the plan was to stay home. I had friends that, some of my friends were staying home and either going to school or going right into the workforce. And then others were going away to school. So I get accepted. It's spring of my senior year, and It just didn't, I don't know if FOMO kicked in, you know, the fear of missing out, or if there was some other things at play, but I really did not want to miss out on the opportunity to go away. And I can remember it was one evening, I mean, literally right before graduation, the week of, maybe the days before graduation. And I had a conversation with my parents. My dad and my mom both had said, do you want to go away to school? And I was like, yeah, I do. And they said, well, where do you want to go? And I said, I would like to go to SEMO. And so, and again, this is the early 90s. There's no internet. There's no logging in and registering or enrolling online. There's none of that. Applying online. So I went to school, got an application, filled it out. My guidance counselor helped me with that. Mailed it off and graduated like that next day or whatever it was. And family went on vacation. We left for vacation in mid-June, and I still hadn't heard whether I had gotten in or not. And my cousin was house sitting for us, and my mom and dad would check in, call the house from time to time. Again, no cell phones or anything like that. And so they had called to see how things were going, and she said that I had gotten a letter from SEMO, and that I was accepted, and that I needed to make arrangements for orientation. And so it was like a whirlwind. We got back from Florida, and I think it was a day or two later, my dad and I went to Southeast and did the orientation. I had never been to SEMO. I had been to Cape Girardeau before with cross country, and I knew where SEMO was, but I had never set foot on the campus. I just knew that I wanted to go, and it was kind of sight unseen. But I got in. I got accepted. I was excited, and we got everything, taken care of, all the paperwork, all of that. Well, my buddy Jim and I were wanting to be roommates. Well, by that point, I mean, we're a month away, month and a half away from move-in time, and they had put me on the 10th floor of Towers West, which is the guy's dorm, and my buddy Jim was on the 9th floor. And we contacted the university and said, we'd like to be roommates. And the only option that they had for us was to live on the 6th floor of Towers West, which also happened to be the smoking floor. So back then, yeah, they had floors that were designated for smokers. I wasn't crazy about it, but in order to be with my buddy and be roommates, because I'm not one that it takes me a while to get used to people, to not be, I'm still, even in my 50s, very introverted, and I was probably even more so, painfully so, back then. The thought of having a roommate that I didn't know did not appeal to me. And a shout out to my son who went away to school and did that, and my daughter for a little bit. They did not know their roommate. So I couldn't do it, and I didn't want to do it. For the folks that can do that, kudos to you, because to me, it just was not going to work. And so we end up getting on the 6th floor. It's the smoking floor. Wasn't the greatest, but I met so many cool and amazing and fun people that, thanks to social media, I'm still in contact with a handful of those folks today, including my roommate, Jim, from freshman year. But it was just such an experience. We really encouraged our kids to go away to school, to get that opportunity, to get that experience, of being away, of being on your own, of having to figure out what you're going to do. And I get that as a college student, you still have your parental support, typically speaking, for most people, they do at least. But you have choices to make, decisions to make, and you know, it was just, I can't really articulate it well enough. It just was an experience that I would not have ever traded for anything in the world, for a number of reasons, but most importantly, it's where I ended up meeting my wife later in the year of that first year at SEMO. And we started dating at the end of that year, like the last week of school, and have been together ever since. So since the May of 1992. But even kind of getting to there and getting, you know, getting those experiences and decide, you know, being able to go out on a Wednesday night or on a Thursday night, or, you know, drink alcohol, or, you know, making those decisions and figuring out kind of on your own, you know, what am I going to do? I was 2 hours away from home. I wasn't reckless or dangerous or foolish or anything along those lines. I still went and had fun and had a good time, and studied and did what I was there to do as well. But you know, I was not a, even in high school, I wasn't a AB student. I was a BC student at best. And in college, you know, I subscribed to the C's get degrees mentality. I could have tried harder, I think, for sure. I could have put more effort in, for sure. But I think you get that experience of college, and you get to learn study habits and, you know, the things that come along the way while you're there. And I ended up spending 4.5 years in college at SEMO, and I don't regret any of my time there. I don't regret making that decision. I again, the friendships that were made, you know, years down the road, and I'll talk about this probably in another episode. I'm not going to go terribly long with this first college years version of the podcast, but you know, I ended up a few years later joining a fraternity and making friends there that you know, actually over the weekend went and visited one of my fraternity brothers, one of my very best friends, that he was the best man at my wedding. Over the weekend we went and saw him. So it's those friendships that have sustained and lasted through the years, whether there was social media or not. There are some of those friendships that you have that do stand the test of time, and being able to do that with old college friends, and I, you know, it's just like I said, my son, oldest son, went to university. He went to SIUE in Edwardsville. He met his girlfriend there, and probably one day they're going to end up getting married. And so it's just a cool opportunity to have that college experience, to be able to do that, and to be able to learn not just the things that they prepare in a book or in a professor's presentation, but the things that you learn about yourself and about life and about other people, and learning to adapt. Because, you know, I did stick with people I knew as far as roommates go. The end of my freshman year, my buddy that I had made friends with on my floor, Bob, you know, we ended up becoming roommates then the next year. And then the year after that, it was another guy that I knew from the floor. So you have these experiences, you meet these people, and you learn, you know, you learn that not everybody's going to get along. Not everybody is going to be the best friend. Not everybody can live together, but you can still be friends, and you can still have disagreements and talk about things. And I think maybe in today's society, some of that has been lost. I can remember having, I don't know if political debate is the right word, but people talking politics and learning things about other people's backgrounds or histories, and why they think the way they think and why they do the things that they do. But this was, again, the 90s. So it was a less polarizing time, I think. And I think that a large part of that was no social media, no smartphones, no internet. Because in those, you know, first 3.5 almost 4 years of college, for me, there was no even internet or email or anything like that. So, but yeah, I just, like I mentioned, going back and looking at kind of the people here, and I live in Southern Illinois. SIU Carbondale is just down the road. You drive into town and you see the cars of parents and kids, and you go to Walmart and they're all there shopping and getting stuff ready. And it just reminds me of that time of, when my parents took me and dropped me off. My dad told me, my mom did not want me to leave, but knew that it was something that I wanted to do and that, I needed to do. And so I can remember him telling me that she cried probably the first 30 minutes of the trip on the way home. And dropping our kids off at college, I get it. I understand why that is. But when you're 18, you don't really think about that with your parents. So if there are any college age kids listening to this, give your parents a break and let them have their moment, let them have their tears. But also parents, let those kids have that freedom, let them get that taste and get that experience. Because again, I don't know what I would have become had I not made that choice. I don't know that I'd be sitting in this house in Carterville, Illinois, telling this story on this podcast if I'd have gone a different route. But obviously, we'll never really truly know because, there's no way to track those kinds of things. But I just know that meeting my wife and the influence and the inspiration that she gave me going through the rest of college and then into the working years, the adult years, if you will, giving me motivation and incentive ideas and whatnot to keep moving forward. I'll be forever grateful for that. So it's a great time. College is a good time. It's a serious time though. You do go there to learn, and I as the years went on, things got more real, if you will. But man, that first year and just kind of that first taste of freedom. And I had some friends from high school that had that taste of freedom that went just absolutely apeshit and ended up moving back home because they couldn't or they didn't have a great experience in that first or second semester. And so that first year they were back at home, whether it was at a junior college or going into the workforce or whatever the case may be. So never push the college thing either. Knowing what your kids can and can't do, what they're capable of, but not letting them like completely wig out either. You have to be that support system and know how they're going to be and how they're going to operate. And college is not for everyone, and it took a long time for me to come to that realization with my own kids. But working in the community college environment now where I'm at, I see that all the time. I see a lot of smart young people who maybe aren't ready. They don't know what they want to be. When I was 18 and I went to college, I knew that I wanted to do something in the media. At that time, it was more radio focused. I didn't have the confidence or the faith in myself to try TV. It wasn't until much later that I did that. But at 18, you're expected to make a lot of decisions and a lot of choices that could impact the rest of your life. So I feel like hopefully the Gen Xers out there who are raising kids now, who are in that college age range or high school, getting ready to go to college, give them some grace. Remember back to our day. Cut them some slack and let them know that, yeah, we want you to have a plan. We want you to be focused and we want you to do well in life, but this is not the end all be all. I mentioned that the media stuff was what I had thought about 35 years ago. Now I'm in marketing and I'm loving it. And it's good to have that degree. It's good to have that experience. It's good to have those skills that you learn about studying or doing whatever. But you also have to live life and have fun, and at times I had a little too much fun, but I again wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. Living in the dorms, away from home. Sunday nights were always interesting because they didn't serve food in the cafeteria on Sunday nights for whatever reason, and so that was the one night of the week you were kind of on your own. And as a college kid who didn't have a car, I couldn't go just dart off and pick up fast food from somewhere. And ordering pizza got expensive. I remember eating a lot of SpaghettiOs and meatballs, a lot of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. But it was living the life. And like I said, we didn't have smartphones. My parents would record The Simpsons for me, because we didn't have cable in our dorm rooms. I had a little TV and a VCR and a boom box that had a cassette. It wasn't even a CD. I didn't get the CD player until Christmas of that year. But they would send me wrestling stuff. They would send me The Simpsons and movies. They would record movies off of cable at home and then mail those cassettes down. And actually, in that closet next to me sits a lot of those old tapes still. So I have a big task of going through all that stuff too and figuring out. I bought a device, my wife actually bought it, that transfers tapes to digital. So I'll be going through all that stuff at some point as well. But I again just wanted to check in with a non-wrestling podcast this week, talk about that first year of college, the fun that I had, again, being that kind of awkward, introverted geek, nerd, whatever you want to call me. And then kind of warming up and getting to know people, and my wife especially, meeting her and becoming friends first, and then kind of hanging out and doing stuff together as friends, and then eventually going out on a date and then to dating, obviously changed my life and for the better. So I'm appreciative and grateful for the opportunity to have even gone to college. I know a lot of people worked hard to get me to where I was, to where I am today, and that is not lost on me either. So let me hear your thoughts on college. What motivated you? What made you to go? What made you decide not to go to college? Let's talk about it. Leave a comment, and we will see you next time.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.